We departed on Friday the 3rd of August, in the year 1492, from the bar of Saltes at 8 o'clock, and proceeded with a strong sea breeze until sunset, towards the south, for 60 miles, equal to 15 leagues, afterwards southwest and west-southwest, which was the course for the Canaries. Saturday, 4th of August. We steered southwest 1/4 south. Sunday, the 5th of August. We continued our course day and night more than 40 leagues. Monday, the 6th of August. The rudder of the caravel Pinta became unshipped, and Martin Alonso Pinzon, who was in command, believed or suspected that it was by contrivance of Gomez Rascon and Cristobal Quintero, to whom the caravel belonged, for they dreaded to go on that voyage. Before we sailed, these men I thought had been displaying a certain backwardness, so to speak. I was much disturbed at not being able to help the said caravel without danger, and I was eased of some anxiety when I reflected that Martin Alonso Pinzon was a man of energy and ingenuity. We made, during the day and night, 29 leagues. Tuesday, 7th of August. The rudder of the Pinta was shipped and secured, and we proceeded on a course for the island of Lanzarote. Wednesday, 8th of August. Opinions respecting our position varied among the pilots of the 3 caravels, but mine proved to be nearer the truth. I wished to go to Gran Canaria, to leave the caravel Pinta, because she was disabled by the faulty hanging of her rudder, and was making water. I intended to obtain another there if one could be found. We could not reach the place that day. Thursday, 9th of August. I was not able to reach Gomera until the night of Sunday, while Martin Alonso remained on the coast of Gran Canaria on my order, because his vessel could not be navigated. Afterwards I took her to Canaria, and we repaired the Pinta very thoroughly, through my pains and labor, of Martin Alonso's and of the rest. Finally we came to Gomera. We saw a great fire issue from the mountain of the island of Tenerife, which is of great height. We rigged the Pinta with square sails, for she was lateen rigged, and I reached Gomera on Sunday, the 2nd of September, with the Pinta repaired. Many honorable Spanish gentlemen who were at Gomera with Doña Inés Peraza, mother of Guillén Peraza, who was afterwards the first Count of Gomera, and who were natives of the island of Hierro, declared that every year they saw land to the west of the Canaries, and others, natives of Gomera, affirmed the same on oath. I remember when in Portugal in the year 1484, a man came to the king from the island of Madeira to beg for a caravel to go to this land that was seen, who swore that it could be seen every year, and always in the same way. I recollect the same thing being affirmed in the islands of the Azores, and all these lands were described as in the same direction, and as being like each other, and of the same size, having taken in water, wood, and meat, and all else that the men had who were left at Gomera by me, when I went to the island of Canaria to repair the caravel Pinta. I finally made sail from the said island of Gomera with my 3 caravels on Thursday, the 6th day of September.